you're going to love it. Hang on here.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Daryl. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
So far, so good. It's been a busy morning, but that's a good problem to have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday, so I got 2 days to hang out with my little boys in front of me, so it's usually a good recipe for a happy man. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She wanted me to go over pricing, and there was a discount that she asked me to apply, get the rate down, establish business credit. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
So if I put it on there, will I be able to apply some pictures? If I claim the business and own the business, will I be able to put, like, some pictures on there so people can see the work that I do?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that'd be one of the first
things. Picture sell a job. So I've been with Angie's for, I've been in business since 2005. I turned into an LLC 3 years ago. I did new construction for most of my career, and I'm just sick of doing new construction. I would rather go to homeowners, and that would be a good way to go is with the Google. So I can, I haven't sat down and done my profile sadly enough.
Yeah. Well, it's sad that you even have to do it. You shouldn't have to do it. They should do it for you. That's the
whole thing. It's a conversion from the new construction to the homeowner world. So it's pretty different, you know, because the builders know who I am, and I have an outstanding reputation and blah, 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 and I get calls. I get callbacks from 10 years ago, you know, because I do a good quality product and a good job and stand behind it. But the biggest problem I have is just the conversion over to homeowners where people know me. So, like, I go into a subdivision and I start doing work there, then I get, like, 2 or 3 more leads off that because people see me. We have, you know, the Treasure Valley's grown so much that we used to be able to do it easy, but now with, like, you know, almost 2 million people spread out across the valley, it's, you know, word of mouth just isn't as like it used to be.
Yeah, it's a different ball game. It's still what it used to be. It's just not, it's all online. You know what I mean? It's not the way we used to do it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So.
And I hate technology because I'm an old man in old school.
It's okay. We can give you a modern update. I mean, that's if there's any one thing that we do, I would say it's modernizing our old men.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, no, I'm only in my 50s, but literally, you know, being a concrete guy, technology up until like the last 8 years hasn't really been much of a requirement.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a good base and you've been around for a while, then, you know, usually you can get by to a degree, you know. But 90% of the time, if somebody's doing a search for what you do, they're going to just Google it, you know. And then the top guys that are verified and legit, they're the ones that are getting the phone calls. So the major benefit to you in all this is
that... Because I have had people... I have had people that I've did jobs for say that they can't find me online, and they said, did you used to be an Emmett? And I'm like, yeah, that was like 15 years ago when I started my business. That's how my stuff's not updated at all.
Yeah, and they go looking for that just for credibility reasons, you know? I mean, they can hear all the stories, but they want to kind of look at stuff. People are very visual buyers, you know? They just want to see what you're
doing. But so you're going to – and the other thing that – So with Angie, God, I got a really terrible echo back. It's like, oh, you're probably listening to it, the trainee or something, huh?
No.
I got a horrible echo back in my phone.
Might be because you're on a Bluetooth or something.
I'm talking to you through my truck.
Yeah, that's Bluetooth. Your phone's hooked up to the truck.
So,
yeah.
So, my question is, they lied to me and Andy. They said they were going to give me one guy to work with, and they was going to help me build my profile and blah, 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 blah. Well, that was bullshit. do you guys do that? Will you help me get this stuff set up?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to say I'm the only one that's going to be helping you.
Well, I don't care who I talk to as long as somebody helps me. I just haven't been able to receive
them. Man, we're a bunch of California guys. Yeah, I know how Angie's works.
Well, half of you guys have moved here.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. It's been a couple years since I've been out there.
Half of you guys have moved to Boise, which is good. That's why I keep working.
Yeah, half of my buddies went to college out there to play football.
BSU?
Yep.
That BSU? Yeah.
Yep, that beautiful blue field.
Yep, I was, I coached Optimus football, which is like Little League, so I've been on the field myself.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, I got some buddies that played over there. I'm 31, so this is like 2013, 2012, that they were doing this. But the major benefit to you, Daryl, in all this is that we have a listing available. You know, it's good that you understand the value of it. You know, there's a lot of people out there that understand the value of it, but you can't just put yourself up there unless there's a spot open and you get a call like this from a Google partner. So that's the benefit to you, is we have a spot open, and you made it onto the qualified candidates list. Now, as far as the, like, the pricing structure, it'd be $299 on a month-to-month basis, and that's with all the discounts. But in that, what I'm getting you isn't just first page placement on Google. We would actually build you a complete custom website design. Like I said, your buyers are going to be visible. So we're going to want to put like a portfolio of work that you've done, get a logo established, you know, have that attached to the site, and then have the site attached to your listings on Google. But you're also going to be on Bing. You're also going to be on Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, and you can get leads from all those platforms as well. We'll even create a business Facebook page and run Facebook ads through it, all within that discounted $299 pricing structure. And there's a tracking system.
Okay,
to
I
show
just
you
stopped choking.
You're choking?
I just stopped choking. At first I choked when you said $300 a month. I thought it was just going to be a Google listing. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, no.
But
no,
then I calmed down after you told me everything.
Yeah, no, it's an A to Z campaign, Daryl. So basically what I'm trying to do is turn us into your one-stop shop for everything online. So that way you don't have, like, a website guy you're paying a bill to, a Yelp guy you're paying a bill to, a Facebook guy you're paying a bill to, you know. Now it's all under one roof with us as a Google partner. And, you know, if that way, if we need to change something on the site, it's all right here. I don't have to relay that information to you, have you relay it to the website guy, and just have you wasting your time on something that would take us a minute or two to fix, you know?
Sounds like it'd be easy to get rid of Angie's after this and HomeAdvisor, too.
Well, yeah, so HomeAdvisor and Angie are owned by the same company. And what they do is they market themselves on Google. Yeah, to get these leads. So they get their leads from Google. They do this type of advertisement. The problem is, it's like they sell the lead to three or four of you guys at once, and they charge all of you, whether you get it or not. So it's like,
I know.
Yeah, it's like you signed up for this, and then you go tell like five buddies, like, hey, each of you give me $100, I'll give you a job opportunity. And they're thinking, you know, okay, this is some subcontracting, I'll go get this job. And they get out there, and there's three or four other people giving them a bid, you know? And then
yeah, which I don't mind bidding against people, but I'm only getting about 3 out of 10 projects I bid right now. And they charge anywhere from $50 to $150 a lead. Well, I don't try to get rich off every job, and I'm pretty good about selling myself.
Yeah, I mean, if you just take your sales ability and apply it to... Yeah, 100%. If you could take your sales ability and you just apply it to the opportunities that are coming in, I mean, it's like you've already gone through boot camp. I'm pretty sure after, you know, month and a half of doing this, you probably wind up canceling HomeAdvisor. I'd be willing to bet my kids' tuition on it. I've worked with a lot of people who, you know, use that service, and once they get on Google and they have people calling them directly, they're just a lot happier with that. They're not having to pay per lead and get the whole runaround. They know exactly what they're spending each month in order to make it happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I set my limit with Angie's because I wasn't sure how it was going to work. I set my out of pocket at $750 with them. So
yeah, that's,
if I give,
I mean,
you guys, that's going to put me paying like $1,200 a month for advertisement, which is fine because it's all a write off.
Exactly. But, and we send you the invoice receipt so you can write it off. Yep.
Perfect. I'm game. I'll do it. I just, how long is it going to take to sign up?
Right now, like 3 to 5 minutes.
How long is the process going to be? Because I actually, huh?
It would take like 3 to 5 minutes to actually create the account and secure the spot. And then I could schedule an appointment for a client interview at a better time.
That would be fantastic because literally I just pulled up to the job and I got guys waiting on me right now.
All right. Well, let me knock this out for you. So you can only have one phone number listed up there. You want to use this phone number that we're on now?
Yes, sir. It's the only one I use.
Okay. And what's your last name, Daryl?
Smith. It's D-A-R-Y-L.
Uh-huh. Smith. Okay. And your email address?
Well, I just changed it because I got tired of a whole bunch of... I've had the same email for 15 years. Let me think what it is. It is E as in Edward, C as in Cat, P as in Paul.
Mm-hmm.
.2005@Yahoo.
Yahoo.
How long I've been in business. I started my business in 2005.
That's 18 years experience.
So I've weathered the storm. I've made it. I've done good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still here. That says a lot. So for the street address, the 526 Mesquite. Oh, sorry about that. Are you still at the 526 Mesquite?
Concrete placement.
We keep that together.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. We'll get it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No worries.
The reason I've experienced concrete placement is I work for a guy.
Uh-huh.
I know you're trying to hurry it. I don't care. Yeah. I'll watch my guy stand there.
Okay.
I worked for a guy as a superintendent forever, and it was just doing residential stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'd always have a homeowner come up and ask me if I did side jobs. Because we were building these Corey Bartons and these Hubbles and all this crap. And they put in these little tiny postage stamp patios, so everybody always wanted a big one. I got tired of writing down my name and number and everything, so I just went and got some cards made that said experienced concrete placement. It stuck. I just kept that as my business name because I already had a crap ton of work with it.
Yeah, it fits. You know?
All right. Sorry. Go ahead. Let's knock it out.
A good story.
Let me say one thing. Hey, Tommy, call Travis and tell him how to get here. He's calling me. Sorry.
No worries. Your hours are still Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I texted you my direct number and extension. I'm also going to send you an email address. Send in as many photos as you can and a company logo if you have it. If you don't have a logo established yet, we can help you with that. I have some graphic designers in-house. It's no extra charge.
I wouldn't mind seeing what you guys come up with because I just did one on Zazzle. I just made some business cards with Zazzle. For the last 10 years, I haven't even been in out business cards, but I just started making them, and I think it looks pretty cool. But I'm betting you guys can come up with something better.
Yeah, I mean, we also can make sure it's not breaking any copyright laws, so that's always a good thing.
There you go. Perfect. I'll take a picture of my business card and send it in. That's what I've been doing.
You end up making this nice drawing.
And I'm not the only one with that.
Yeah, I've been through it before. Where people
I didn't do that. I just picked some crap, which was just some general stuff. It was pretty cool looking cards, all I thought.
So for this client interview, it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we asked for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like for today?
I'm pouring concrete at noon. How late do you do it?
I was just going to say that. The best time, actually, for my representative would be between 4 and 5 o'clock this afternoon, mountain time.
All right. I'll make sure.
That would be ideal, because if we could get that knocked out going into the weekend, I can have them working on the website.
Mountain time. My time. No, I'm... So, mountain. What time is it where you're at? 8:30?
Yeah, yeah, you're an hour ahead of us.
Yeah, so it's going to be between 3 and 4 my time today.
Well, no, 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 you're...
I'll be in good enough shape.
It's 9:30.
Oh, we're going with Mountain.
No, no, we're
yeah,
on...
so we're going to go with Mountain time for me.
Yeah, yeah, but you're on Mountain. So it's yeah, 3 or 4 our time, it's 4 or 5 your time. I'm quoting you in your time.
Okay, you. All right. I was thinking we were going to go with your time. All right. No, I'm good. 3, 4, and 5. I'll make sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just automatically kind of adjusted to where you're at, so I don't confuse anybody.
Right.
And then I'm going to send you a
calendar.
I'm not
just people doing that. That's why I confuse me.
Yeah, no. Working with some knuckleheads then. But I sent you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before just to remind you.
Perfect.
All right. And then we just got to...
What do I need for that?
That's mostly general knowledge information. So they're going to ask you about the services you provide. We list you for about 15 different keywords for up to a 50-mile radius. So they're going to go over the service area with you. If there's areas that you don't want to go to, we can kind of cookie-cutter those out. And then they're going to want to pick your brain on the website, too. So keywords, service area, and website. It's like a questionnaire. It's about 30 set questions. It's pretty easy. You don't need anything. You just, you know, general knowledge information. You've been doing it for 12 years.
And then I'll build my profile at a different time, right?
No, well, actually.
I mean, like with the pictures and everything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I sent you the email.
Well, that's what I mean, but
I mean
with pictures and all.
Yeah, yeah, you could send that over as we go. You're going to get new jobs, and the new jobs are going to generate new photos, and so we're going to keep building you as we go.
Okay. Well, I've got a freaking passel of pictures to go through to find some of the better ones to put on.
Yeah, I mean, you could send them in at any time. During the weekend, as we're moving forward, this time next month, we're still going to be together. You can keep sending them in, and we'll keep building the profile and the website.
Okay.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let's just go with a debit card.
Okay, is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's Daryl F. Smith and Experience Concrete, so it's both.
Okay. Make sure I have that on there so you can write it off. And
my name comes first, so.
No, I gotcha. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm ready for you, Daryl.
It is 4353.
4353.
2300.
2300.
1387.
1387.
7848.
7848. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
8 of 27.
8 of 27. And then 3-digit code on the back.
308.
308. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a security question. So the security, or a voice verification and a security question. Sorry about that. So the security question, you can use your mother's maiden name.
Let me write this down.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Well, mother's maiden name. I got that.
Okay. You want to use mother's maiden name?
Not really.
Okay, you have your first pet name also, or you could
just
use
for the simple fact that we'll go with the city I was born in.
All right, where were you born?
Nampa, Idaho.
Nampa.
I'm one of the freaks. I was born here.
Potato town.
Yep, pretty much.
All right, so then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification also. You ready? Pretty easy.
Sure. Will it come out right with the,
Yeah, it's 60 seconds, and then you're good to go
it's
until the client
interview. Oh, I got going back? That's what I'm concerned.
Yeah, it should be fine. We're also going to send it to you in writing, and you're going to sign off on it, so I'm not worried about the echo.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Experienced Concrete Placement.
Okay, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Daryl F. Smith, owner-operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement?
I also
agreement
need to put LLC on there. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll adjust it right now.
I apologize. I got to step back.
No, thank you for saying that.
We need to make sure that's clear on there.
Yeah, I'll add it to the business name.
That's my bad for forgetting about it.
No worries. I'm going to add it right now. All right, and then it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says to get results. It says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you already know what you currently have. We just don't want you, like, duplicating anything we created for you or paying for something that you already have.
No, I'm hoping I can get rid of Angie with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, my plan, like I told you earlier, was to put you in position where, you know, we're like your one-stop shop. So you really shouldn't need anything else after this, but if you're considering it, just try to make sure you're not duplicating anything or paying for something we're already doing. It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 6th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is going to automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. However, we do ask if you are going to discontinue that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we could stop your billing cycle. Then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, I do.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you should have received already a welcome text message. And there's an outline of the agreement in that link there, Daryl.
Yep, there's what I got.
It's all from an 877 number.
There's a text there. Here, hold on. Let me get open my phone.
Okay.
Yep, 877-635-6225.
Okay, that's our customer service line. There's also a text in there with my direct number and extension, but the one with the link is the outline of the agreement. You do have to sign off on the bottom of that.
We're also gonna, yeah,
the one that says, Daryl, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Well, there it is. Okay, there was one above.
Okay, yeah. That should be the most recent.
6-3-5-4-4. Yeah, that was, I just looked in my, I looked in the shorts up in the top. I hadn't actually clicked on the text yet.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
My bad.
No problem. I send you everything there, though, so that way if you feel like you're missing anything, it's all referenceable there. You can always call in at any time. We have 24/7 customer service available to you, even when I'm not here.
Right on.
Yeah. So there's always somebody there to help you and make sure your listings are up to date. But that concludes our initial setup process. There's two forms in there. So one of them is the outline of the agreement. You got to sign off on that. The other one is going to ask you to send in your paperwork. I know it might take a couple days to do that. So it's going to ask you for like license, insurance, a couple of pictures. Try to fill that out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, obviously we can address it during the client interview this afternoon. We could get on a three-way call with Google and just verify it over the phone.
Right on. I have my insurance agent. So if somebody, if my insurance and stuff comes from a different email, that's cool, right?
Yeah, totally fine. The form actually has
I got a good agent that sends my...
you? Yeah.
everything for me.
Oh, there's little links in the form, though, you'll see. It makes it real easy. Like, you could just hit upload file, and then it goes to your camera, and you could just snap a picture of it and send it in right there. That goes to Google. That's not being displayed to the general public, but they're going to put a little badge on your profile, and it lets the customers know, like, you're verified business, you have all the proper paperwork, you're legit, they could hire you right there.
License and insurance. You don't need my 30-page LLC, do you?
No, but you can send it in. I mean, it's not going to hurt. It's a good thing to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a pretty ironclad thing.
Yeah.
I hired a good attorney to do it.
Yeah.
Actually, my insurance agent now uses my business attorney.
It's always good to have an LLC. I mean, I've been working for this company for 10 years, but I developed an LLC, and they pay me through the LLC, and I just get a bunch of write-offs that way. It's just a way to get through the system, you know? Yeah.
Covers your advantage. Covers your butt, too.
Yeah. I mean, I got some other things.
Well, that way, you know, if the world came to an end financially, they can't come take my home and all my stuff.
Right. That's the key.
That's the reason I did it.
Yeah, that's the smart route to go. I mean, there's all the advantages are to the business owners. I mean, if you're a general consumer, you're getting taxed like half your money and, you know, getting taxed on tax on tax on tax. So you don't get to get any breaks anywhere. Only the business owners do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I sent that invoice sheet in writing too.
S-Corp, but that is.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do I need to DocuSign anything right now or?
No, just those subscription terms. If you're having any troubles with it, we'll address it during the client interview. We got to circle back with you between 4 and 5. So you're good to go. If you want to go jump into work with your guys, no problem. If you need anything, like I said, just give me a call, but enjoy the rest of your day and I'll circle back with you between 4 and 5. We'll knock out that client interview.
Right on. Sounds good. I appreciate it, sir.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you, Daryl.
All right. Thank you. Have a good
day. You're welcome. Bye-bye.